T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now stay with the fan for this special program.
Hey, baseball fans, the game is over.
Welcome to the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show.
After the last pitch, you've made the switch for 17 years. It's time to talk about the game and the team with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's here. What do you got, Tim?
We'll hear the highlights.
And that one's hit high and deep to right. Suzuki back. Grown man home run by Rowdy Tellez. And the Brewers have the lead.
We'll hear from the manager and the players. We'll discuss the topics from the fans to the front office.
I like Tim's perspective.
History is made each and every year, and we're talking about it. 17 years of coverage after each game. Here's your host, Tim Allen.
It is a final, and the results are not good tonight from American Family Field. A Brewers shutout loss in game one of this four-game set to the L.A. Dodgers. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Gene Wagner Plumbing Postgame Show. Tim Allen, Evan Heffelfinger right here in the Lakeland University Studios, the leader in online education. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And a Brewers game one loss, a disheartening loss again by the crew against the Cardinals and Dodgers now. In the prior four games, they're 1-3, and that's not a good trend. As you know, a lot of people, a lot of Brewers fans, and they're entitled, and everybody's entitled to their opinion for sure. But they see it, as Tom Petty would say, free-falling at this point. I don't see it that way quite yet, guys. I just don't. There's 48 games left here in the 22 championship season. And that's still a lot of baseball left. Now, you know, check back with me in a few weeks where I say, wow, 37 left? I don't know. It's getting tight. There's still 48 games. And after this loss, I believe the Cardinals are idle tonight. And you will have the Brewers now 2 games back in the NL Central. That's 2 games back, not 12. So I will say this, that it looks a little daunting here. The last, in terms of the win-loss column, the last 4 games, it's a 1-3 mark, as I said. Hey, you know, you still have a decent team here. You do. You still have a good baseball team here. And they need something to happen to break the offense through again. Now, this, you're picking one hell of a time for the offense to go dormant here. You get two on and nobody out. Do not score. You get two on and nobody out. You do not score. And so something, and this is another loss against a left-handed starter, and a good one. Julio Urías is a really good pitcher. I'll give you that. But to not come through with a scratch hit when you need it, not come through with a gapper when you need it, it's starting to pay dividends for the opposition here, because the Brewers just can't come up with a hit offensively when there are runners on and an available sort of rally right in front of you. Now, part of this is, you know, you look at the lineup, and a lot of us, and I'll include myself in this, Mike Brasso is your cleanup hitter. He's Mike Brasso, and I'm not going to pin all this on Mike Brasso. Don't get me wrong. But you do have alternatives than Mike Brasso. In other words, if you look at the center field position, if Andrew McCutchen is your DH, what really is your alternative in center field? Well, you're forced to go to Tyrone Taylor or Jonathan Davis. That I get. But Mike Brasso in the cleanup position. Can I tell you a little secret here? We talked about analytics earlier this afternoon on the afternoon show, and then yesterday on the postgame show here. Let me give, just between you and me, Mike Brasso in that cleanup spot this year for the Milwaukee Brewers 22 championship season is 1-for-17. Now, I was afraid to look at how many runners he left the board, so I'm just going to leave it at that. 1-for-17 with an RBI, and that was a bloop base hit on top of it. To me, I think that we're picking analytics and we're picking numbers to base decisions on, maybe in too long of a term situation where you look back a little bit, you know, you're looking back months, or in some regards, you're sometimes looking back years. But just if you're just tuning in, another tough loss for the crew, and it is the Dodgers. That doesn't really, does it make it a little bit easier because it's the LA Dodgers? Now, I don't know about that, but I do know the way I feel as a Brewers fan. I don't feel as bad tonight as I did yesterday. I don't know why that is. Let's try and figure that out. Why don't I feel as bad tonight as yesterday, compared to yesterday? Evan, you want to try and help me figure it out? You can be my counselor here, my therapist.
I'm trying to figure it out myself because I also am, I'm not mad at all. Like, it's almost like this game was a purgatory game. I'm just kind of sitting here like, okay, yeah, I mean, it happened. Like, I don't know. Like, is that bad? Is it bad that we're numb to these kind of losses? Should we be more mad that we're not beating the teams that we might see in the playoffs? Or should we be mad that we're in this situation that this team can't compete with the big teams? Or should we just assume that we're not good and that we're going to lose to these teams?
Right. And see, and that's the problem is if even subconsciously for guys that are as optimistic most times as I am, that maybe subconsciously I'm not aggravated by tonight's loss because I feel it slipping. This is a little something in the back of your brain that it just hasn't gotten the message. The synapses have not fired for you to really clearly get the message that you do, Tim. Come on now. You feel it slipping, don't you?
The thing, though, Tim, is Twitter is mad. I've already seen multiple Fire Council and Stearns tweets, so... Twitter's okay. Mad for you.
No, and the reason I don't think it's really, I guess, compartmentalized in a certain way, because there are 48 games left, and there's no way that I am throwing in a playoff towel with 48 games left. Not a chance, being two games back. I want to get your reaction on this. Should we be as upset as we were yesterday? Yesterday, I had a big problem with just about everything. Tonight, it still sucks. It does. 414-677-1250. If you want to vent a little bit. Freddy Peralta, I can't locate my fastball, Freddy Peralta. I can't locate my fastball, Freddy. That's his new nickname, or at least it was tonight. A ton of pitches. And here, time and time again, what do we talk about? Game one of a series, first inning of a series, at home, top of the first game of a series. You almost got away with a goose egg there. Freddie, you almost did it. Instead, you play from behind after a half inning. I just don't like that, and I think it's bigger than people think. And that number sat there, one zip, for a while, didn't it? A little different action if it's no score. But Freddie Peralta goes only four innings tonight, over 90 pitches in the performance. Just really fought himself. Now, did he hold the team in the game? Yes, he did. And then we have a somewhat peculiar move by Craig Counsell in terms of the bullpen. There clearly is no role for Brent Suter, is there? Can someone tell me, raise your hand if you can tell me what... how you would utilize Brent Suter?
Seventh lefty out of the bullpen.
I don't get it. Is he your long man? Is he a short guy?
They're so analytically sound. They have him set up as their 14th inning guy.
Yeah, there you go.
They're thinking that far ahead.
Yeah, if it goes into extras, analytically speaking, that should make sense. But Brent Suter, okay, you're in a one-zip game against the Dodgers. Let me see if I can get this right. You are in a 1-0, a one-run game against the Dodgers, and Peter Strzelecki ends up in the game? Yet Jason Alexander goes 7th, 8th, and 9th innings? Now, I'm not, again, you don't score any runs. You don't deserve to win. That's obvious. But just, you're down one mid-game to the Dodgers? And when I say mid-game, I mean mid-game, fifth inning. This isn't second inning where you got to start chewing. You got to find somebody, throw anybody out there to chew up an inning. This is fifth inning. And Peter Strzelecki, now he gave up a run unearned. That was the Willy Adames error inning. And now we're seeing now an error in each of the past two games. That's not a good trend. And then it was Jason Alexander. Well, what would have been wrong with Jason Alexander saying, hey, dude, you're rolling? Take it off the sheet. Hold us in there. Well,
yeah, think about the games last year where a starter went four innings and then they would throw Adrian Hauser for the last five innings.
Yeah.
They did that multiple times. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't understand the need or the reasoning to go for a one-inning arm when that is literally textbook when you use your long relief man is when you get a four-inning start. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and then a bigger picture kind of view, and I know Josh Hader had nothing to do, the Josh Hader trade had nothing to do with the outcome of this game, or did it? When you think about it, it's 4-0. You made a trade, yet two of the pitchers that pitched in a relatively close game, now I'm not saying, you know, four runs is a blowout or it's a close game, it's sort of you're in it, kind of. But you just made a massive bullpen trade. And in this game against the Dodgers, Jason Alexander and Peter Strzelecki had appearances. At the time, it was a close game. That's something to think about in a big picture context. All right, 414-677-1250. The main question would be, why do some Brewers fans, it appears, if you're anything like me or Evan, that we're not as angry tonight as we were yesterday, and yet it's the same outcome, a 3- or 4-run loss, and an offense that just didn't come through. Two on, nobody out situations twice in this game, and you went 1-2-3 after that. I mean, you didn't even move runners after that. You ask me, a 285 on base guy in Willy Adames, I'm against the Dodgers. I got 9 innings to pee on my territory here. And there's two on and nobody out. I'm bunting him. I'm getting something here. I'm answering back something here. I'm getting on the board some way, somehow. I don't care how I get on the board. I'm getting on the board to answer back because that is that important. You answer back against these guys. And you let them know that you're not going to back down to them. You know, it might be unfortunate that Freddie Peralta was to pitch game one. I think he gets a little jazzed up when he faces teams like this. I do. And he just gets so stoked and fired up. And you know, that he lost some command and some control, worked his pitch count out, up. But that's how good he is. He didn't look good at all from a stuff standpoint, right? What'd he give up? A run in four innings. That's it. Now, that's, you know, again, you want a starter to go longer, four innings, but if this is going to be a nightmare outing, that's how good he is. That's something to think about, too. There are some positives here. Just two games back in the Central, you have 48 games remaining, still a good baseball team. Are they in an offensive drought a little bit? Yes, they are. They sure are. 414-677-1250. And we'll start things out with John here. Hey, John, what's going on? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Timmy, how you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we start? Well,
yeah.
Let me tell you, first of all, I'm demoralized. I just feel a little deflated. I was so excited, four-game series against the Dodgers, a marquee team. And, you know, remember the caller, Steve, that called in, I think, earlier, right in the season? He was so negative. And then I was the next caller, and I said, no more negativity tonight. So I'm just kind of demoralized. I'm not down on the Brewers. But, you know, the thing is, you know, two on, no out the first inning. Two on, no out the second inning. Against a team like the Dodgers, you have to bring those runs in, and it speaks to what you're saying, Tim. Our offense is hot, it goes cold. We're hot, it goes cold. Then you have the home run, or you have the walk, or it's an out. If we, you know, a guy like Frelick coming up, Tim, in a year or two, that guy's exactly what we need, a guy that can get on, he can bunt, he can walk, he can spray hit to the gaps. And that's where you see the difference between a lot of these good teams, the upper-tier teams. And that's what's frustrating, because when you don't score those runs in the first two innings, as you know, then Peralta's got to be perfect. So, like, in the fourth inning when the bases were loaded, thank God we got out of that, because that's how you have to be when you can't bring those runs home. Another thing, Tim, in the fifth inning, I mean, you can have the throwing error, Adames, and then Yelich, not to get down on Christian, but what kind of throw was that to the home plate? Even if it hops 10 feet from the catcher, at least it's online, throw it lower. It looked like he was lobbing it in from left field.
It looked like someone that just was throwing it into the infield to get it in the infield. Get it out of my hands, man.
Exactly, Tim. So just when you talk, like tonight, I was like, let's play up to the competition, not play down. Let's play up to the competition. So the thing is, the other night, 40 years old Wainwright, I was like, even though I don't like the Cardinals, you got to admire and respect a guy 40 years old with that bender. He was keeping us off balance. And then tonight, as everybody knows who calls in, you got great listeners here, Tim, because of you. Urias, you knew it was going to be tough, which tells you all the more why the first and second inning, you have two on, no outs. You're like, all right, man, we'll get an early lead, play from ahead. And then you can't get them in. So that's why it's frustrating as a Brewer fan, because you want to play up to the competition, because we're so excited about getting to the playoffs and then giving us a chance, just getting there, like you say, and then you just fall on your face. So I'm not, you know, done with the series or anything or negative, but it's just disheartening because you get excited to play the big team. I'll hang up and listen, Tim. Thanks a lot.
John, okay? Always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk soon. We'll get to Yelich here in just a second. Let's get to more reaction. James in Waukesha, you're on the Fan. James, what's going on?
Hey, Tim, how are you, my man?
More important how you are, James.
I'm good, hey. But to start off from a personal personal thing, if you haven't read the book or seen the movie, A Dog's Purpose, do it.
Okay.
I think it'll help you and go through what you've gone through.
A Dog's Purpose. I've never heard of that. What is that?
It's about what a dog's purpose is and where your dog is today.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, thank you, James. Yeah. That's cool. That's
cry.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep. You're going to cry. All right. But
no, I'm all right.
There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, I'd like to address Christian Yelich and what a great ball player he was. And what his injury, and I don't think anybody has discussed this. It's like the white elephant in the room. When I know you watched it live. I watched it live when that foul tip went off his kneecap. And I said, oh, this isn't good. And I knew he was never going to be the same. And it's not about mental. It's not about physical. And I don't know. Tell me another player in football, basketball, baseball, that has had his kneecap shattered. And I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I downplayed that part of it. But I will say, it's if nothing else, it's rather coincidental that since September of that year, he just – and I love the line, James. I do. I'm going to start using it. What a great player Christian Yelich was.
Oh, yeah. He was gold. Yeah.
Man, was he something else.
He's a shadow of what he was. Yeah. He's going up there now looking to get a walk or slap a base hit. Yeah. It's physically he can't do it. And so let's not blame him. I think not enough is known about what happened to his kneecap. And look at David Bakhtiari with the Packers.
20 months, yeah.
Yeah, he and other guys have had to say, yeah, it's just let's not blame him. All right.
Okay.
But my question would be, as a manager, Craig Counsell, why would you keep sending him up there? He's gonna send him up there lead off tomorrow. Right?
Oh yeah, he plays every day and that's that. James, I have full phone line, so I gotta let you go. But yeah, let's talk some more. Thanks for the heads up on the book. Yeah. 414-677-1250. Speaking of Christian Yelich, I remember my son playing youth ball. And man, the coaches, if you threw a lollipop just to get it out of your hands into the infield and just like, oh, I don't know what, I'm going to just throw a pop-up or throw a little balloon, just down it comes into the infield. Doesn't matter where. Just get it in. Get the ball in. Get it in. Ooh, man, that was not a good day. I've seen a lot of kids get yelled at for those kinds of tosses. But Evan has a few numbers on a one Christian Yelich as of late. Boy, what a great player he was, huh, Evan?
Yeah. So I have his current stretch that he's on right now and also his averages since that exact game that he broke his leg. His kneecap. Yeah. In his last 30 at-bats, though, we'll go with that. His last 30 plate appearances, 0 for 25 with 5 walks. Not good. Really not good. I think we can say that. In the 2.5 seasons, I guess 283 games since he broke his kneecap, 29 home runs, 108 RBIs. That's an average of 17 homers, 62 RBIs if it was prorated for a 162 game season, a 240 batting average, 743 on OPS. 4% better than league average over that time period.
Wow. So 283 games since
283
since the kneecap.
Almost exactly 1,000 at bats.
Yeah, so that's not quite two full seasons.
Striking out about 30% of the time.
Now you could count a full season as the pandemic shortened in 20. And that's why people are saying, well, it's been 3 years. Well, in baseball years, you could say 283 is, what, 324 would be two full seasons.
He's a statistical anomaly. If you look, his on-base percentage during that time is .358, which is really, really good.
It's pretty darn good.
Especially considering the batting average of .240. It's just he's not hitting doubles. He's not hitting it into the gap. He's not hitting home runs. I don't know what to say about
it. He hit the pitcher tonight.
I am the biggest Christian Yelich fan. I'm his biggest apologist. It's getting hard to defend him a little bit.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough. Boy, what a great player he used to be. Man, those are good, fond, positive memories.
I am too young to start thinking that way about Christian Yelich. Like, thinking, oh, that's such a sentimental moment for me. It was 2 years ago. I can't do that right now. That's too soon for me.
Yeah, it's tough. It's challenging. 414-677-1250. Where do we go from here?
Let's go to Rick leaving AmFam.
Rick, how was it at American Family Field tonight?
It was my sleeping pill by the eighth inning. It was bad.
It's a mild sedative.
We sat right next to the Ellets, right by the left field. And, okay, that throw you guys are talking about, come on. That was terrible. It had needed two relays to get it in. It was terrible. And you had a question about why you feel worse against the Cardinals. Well, because it's the Cardinals and Pujols. And that would have gave us a half a game lead. That was really big, you know, going into the series. I called you the other day, and I said, this was a big series coming up with the Dodgers, 7 games in 10 days. And that was really a big game. But I just have one more thing. You got Bellinger batting ninth for the Dodgers, and you got Brasso batting fourth for us. Okay, that is ridiculous. Come on, that's embarrassing.
I know, and it does not seem fair. I'm telling you, it doesn't seem fair. Can they still win baseball games against that lineup? Yes, they can.
Yeah,
over the course of the long haul, I don't know.
I say it with all Dodger fans. I kind of shut them up when I said that Betts was making more money than the whole Brewers payroll. So then they kind of got quiet for a while after that.
Yeah,
I
mean, no, defend that. Defend that stance because it is a legitimate, factual stance. The league is unfair, and this is a
very
classic
unfair
example of it.
Yeah, but and then it got pretty cool at the end. But we left in the eighth inning because I had to drive home. I didn't want to fall asleep, so it was pretty bad.
All right, Rick.
Hey, Tim. Yeah. I know you brought up about your illness. I hope you're feeling better. I'm very sorry about what happened to you. Hope you're feeling better now.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Rick.
It's
outside of losing loved ones, it's clearly by far the biggest challenge I've ever had. I don't want to beat the dead horse here, but it's tough, and it's an eye opener, and it's an education to me to know that there's other people that are living with chronic illnesses. It's not that I didn't think they existed. You just don't spend a lot of time thinking about it because it doesn't impact you. If you don't know anybody or you're not going through it yourself, you never know about it. Long COVID is a real thing, man. I'm telling you guys, I'm in it. And it's been 33 weeks and one day. That dates back to December 26th, the day after Christmas. I have been sick for 8 months. This is a great escape, though. A great escape. It really is, and it's helped a lot. All right, let's go to Matt. Matt, you're next here on The Fan. Why is it that we're not as angry tonight as we were yesterday?
I've been angry for a while, and it's going to be a recording record over and over with my call. The bane of being a small market team is you fall in love with players, and you stick with them. Because you have to, because you're paying them. But it's got to be demoralizing to the pitchers that you trot out the same lineup day after day that does not produce. And I'm tired of hearing our prospects are loaded in outfield and position players, and we don't give them a shot. And we just do the same thing. It's the definition of insanity. Over and over. We're batting like 220 or below. And we got guys, and I'm tired of hearing, well, they're not ready yet. They're not ready yet. Well, look at Trey Turner. Look at Gavin Lux. Those organizations bring up those guys, and they might lose them later. They trade them away. We don't. And that's the bane of being a small market team, but we don't even do it. It's so frustrating to trot out the same Brasso batting third, which I actually like Brasso. I think he has some potential. But our outfield is a black hole right now. Our whole hitting team is a black hole right now. And I understand they tried to get some hitters in the trade deadline, but I am so frustrated. Just try somebody new. try some of those guys that are on fire in AAA, AA. It's so frustrating to trot out these same players. And it's got to be demoralizing for the pitchers day after day. Like, okay, it's on me. We're going to score 2 runs today. Maybe we might score 9, but most likely we're going to score 0-2. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, Matt, I'm with you on the young prospect. Yeah. Yeah, no, their offense is skidding. Yeah, they're in a skid. Matt, it's a great point. Thanks for the call. It is a great point on the younger players. And again, I've been saying for weeks now. Well, first of all, for months, why did you send Lorenzo Cain packing? I know what the numbers said, but look at Jonathan Davis's numbers too. I know what they say. You don't even play him. You wouldn't want to have Lorenzo Cain to try and keep this thing on the rails. That's number one. But number two, and I think more importantly, as this thing evolves with, as Matt said, and Matt brings up a good point, that a lot of people say that, hey, there's strength in numbers down there in the minors. It's kind of a stacked position player group for the first time in a long time. It's a great point. Let's see how they evolve. Let's see how they're utilized to augment what you've got at the big league level. When you look around the league and you see the age of guys like when they first came up, and again, is this apples to apples? Maybe. With Jackson Chourio? When you get guys, young guys, that are finding themselves in the All-Star game at 20 years old or 21 years old, Bryce Harper, you know, these guys, Juan Soto's, Acuña's, Vladdy Jr., Tatis, all these guys, young, super young. You finally got a guy that's ranked 2, according to Baseball America, in all of baseball, and he's only 18 years old, and he's at the number 2 slot. Let's see what they do with him. Let's see if this is a nope. We have our regimen of how we want players to advance through our system. So let's just keep an eye on that. Let alone the other guys at AAA ready to go that I'm convinced couldn't do any worse than Jonathan Davis and or Tyrone Taylor. So I think that part of this organization, it fascinates me, guys. It really does. I'm fascinated by that part of it. Let's see what they do. Nope. We want him to taste every level of the minors for X amount of games. Okay. And you're going to wonder why Jackson Chourio is 24 years old and now he's still struggling. And he's doing a great impersonation of Corey Ray. Let him hit the ground running. 18 years old, he's a second-ranked prospect, and he's in the Brewers system. Really? And he's not a pitcher? Wow, that's cool. Brett at 414-677-1250. What's going on, Brett?
Hey, Tim. You know, I think I've kind of built up this reputation calling into the post-game and the morning show that I will never say anything bad about the Brewers, and I'm the most.
No, you are, Mizzy. You're almost like me. I mean, I thought I was positive. I mean, you. I think you got me beat.
Well, you know, Tim, the people I talk to off the radio, and my wife will tell you this for sure, I'm not like that. And the reason I call in differently to the post game and more so the morning show, but is because three things get me really fired up. One, fire Craig Council. Two, this team sucks, which they do not. And three, sell the team or complaining about Mark Adonacio. Because I remember the 2000s when I was growing up when the Brewers baseball was irrelevant. So those are the three things that get me fired up. Now, with that being said, a baseball season provides many highs and lows, right? And I still think this team wins the division. And if they don't, I think they beat out the Padres, which – People love the Padres because they went all in, right? But they're not playing hot, and they play the Dodgers like 10 times left. So their schedule is really tough. So I still think we make it, but man, it's looking rough right now.
No, I'm with you. I still think they do. For those that say they're done and the writing's on the wall, I don't know about that. There's 48 games left. There's 48 games left. They're two back. They're in a heated pennant race. Are you kidding me? They're in a heated pennant race. That being said, as you know and you said it, there are highs and lows of a baseball season. And this is one of those little skids that they're, yikes, they're going to have to go back at it. And Craig Counsell is going to tell you, well, the opportunity is right there tomorrow. And that's the way you have to look at this right now. I mean, you just do. Those of you that are Swamis and you can tell the future and you have a crystal ball, and you can say that, hey, they're free falling and they'll be out of this. And you watched him on September 23rd, 24th range. You're going to finally admit it that they're done. And yeah, you might be right, but you don't really know that right now. You don't. It looks tough at times. It does.
Yeah, and coming in tonight, we had the next 13 games are against the Dodgers and Cubs, right? Or if you want to look at the next 10, but. The next 13, I feel like, we have six against the Cubs. The Dodgers are going to be tough. And if we can take three or four, if we can take three out of seven against the Dodgers, I'll take that. And let's win seven or eight out of the next 13. And this next 2 weeks, we just kind of hold tight and not fall to four or five back. And if we can stay one or two or maybe three games back, I think we'll be all right. But
no,
huge game tomorrow with Woody going.
It is, and Woody's, you would assume, thanks for the call, Brett, as always, you would assume Woody's going to keep him in the game. This Dodger team, despite the sweep in the pandemic season, I think it was three straight in the playoffs, right? They've played them, if you add up since 2018, the NLCS and the regular season, the playoffs in the regular season in 20, the regular season in 19 and last year, I think there's not much difference in the win-loss total. It's not a landslide. They play pretty well against the LA Dodgers, all told. It's not what you think it would be. Let's put it that way. I don't have the exact numbers here, but it's fairly close. It's a game or two apart. It's not much. All right, let's go to another Matt, 414-677-1250. Matt, a 4-0 shutout loss, game one to the Dodgers. What's on your mind?
Man, I don't know what to think right now. To be honest, I just can't. Seeing 19 guys left on base tonight being 0-for-9 in runners in scoring position, it's just tough to see. And seeing the first inning, we had guys on base, you can't get them in. It's just tough. But, going against Urias, I thought, it was going to be a tough game, I'll tell you. But when you look at the Dodgers lineup compared to ours, our lineup looks like we went on the street and got DoorDash drivers to play for us or something. Because when you look at the averages compared, it's outstanding.
I didn't want to bring it up. I just didn't. And it's amazing what kind of batting averages money can buy. It really is.
Exactly. Because what's really getting me fired up now is Yelich. We give him all this money, and he's going 0-for-30. That does not fly with me. I'm just done and sick of that. I mean, I understand he took two walks tonight, but I just can't handle him no more. I missed the old Christian Yelich so bad. I wish we could have him back.
He was a great player. He was just such a great player, wasn't he?
Yes, and the problem, what makes me mad too, is we had no run support for our pitchers. We can never – our pitchers have to keep us in the game just because we can't hit,
mm-hmm.
which is a problem too.
Yeah, it's so frustrating that – every time you think there might be something different being done, it's just the same old, right? It's just every time you even entertain the idea, hey, man, this is the Dodgers here. You've got two on, nobody out, and Willy Adames with a bat in his hand. I think it was the third inning, maybe. Yeah.
Yep.
And first two men reach, Taylor and Yelich, and you got Adames. You're only down 1-0 right there. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Craig, I'm gonna just say, if you're Craig Counsell, wouldn't you just once in a while say, yeah, I know it's the third. I'm going to lay one down, move those runners over, get a run in at least, and get this thing tied.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. Why don't we ever lay down bunts? I think we should lay down bunts more, and don't even get me started. I have no clue, like what you said. Why is Brasso batting fourth?
Well, let me tell you a secret. Matt, I love your passion. So call back. Call back throughout this Dodger series, all right? Tell you a secret between you and I. Just now, I know it's just you and me, so don't let anyone
okay,
else
Okay, I'll make
this.
Sure to turn everybody off.
Okay, everybody needs to turn it off. Keep the children away from the speaker here. They don't need to hear this stuff. Mike Brasso this year in the cleanup position. This is a really great piece of analytical information. Maybe someone should pass it along to Craig. You might not know this. Brasso hitting fourth for the crew this year is 1-for-17. Don't tell anyone.
Do I have to use the dump button for that? I don't think the FCC likes that on our airwaves.
You might have to. Oh, I'm sorry. He does have an RBI in there. So 1-for-17 with an RBI. And by the way, that one in this 1-for-17 and that one in the RBI, that was a bloop base hit. So it wasn't even, well, in the scorebook, you just write it down as a hard shot.
We joke, Tim, but I think that is the story of the game tonight. It's not Peter Strzelecki or any of these other things. It's Mike Brasso. Twice he had runners on first and second with him up at the plate. And what did he do? Nothing. He did nothing. It was a rally killer.
He's got a batting average that's actually legit. I will give him that.
But he's not a cleanup hitter. He's getting those because he's hitting like eighth. And you can pitch to him because you don't want to pitch to the top half of the order.
Right.
Your cleanup guy should be the guy driving in the runs. They did the job that the 1-2-3 hitters are supposed to do. They got on base.
Yep.
That
yep.
is what their job is. Your cleanup hitter is supposed to be the one to clean up. And it wasn't even close. You weren't even close to scoring those runs.
Yeah, and I think Kutch had a rough one too. He was in a position to succeed also. And you're gonna have some of these games like this, but now just don't pick now. I mean, you need every run you can get against a team like this. But look at the batting averages if you really want to entertain yourself. I just don't want to. Well, maybe I will. By the time the series ends, I think I'll have to punish myself and read you those. And punish you, as it were. Where are we going here, Evan?
Let's go to Andrew in Tosa.
Andrew, what do you say? You're on the fan. 4-0. Brewers lose game one against the Dodgers.
Yeah, you know, Timmy, I'm mad. I called him the other night talking about Josh Hader and the momentum, but this is worse. This is terrible. You got to shut out. Christian Yelich was 0-for-12. In the St. Louis series, you go for two tonight. What's going on? I got four things to say. Number one. Why should we keep Craig Counsell? Why should we? We talk too much about the way he manages. We just need to ride the wave. Seriously, just like the coach of the Cardinals when they fired Matheny. They started winning. They started winning like crazy. Just like when the Bucks fired Joe Prunty. You know, they brought in Boonholzer. They started winning. Craig Counsell needs to go. Seriously, they got the hitting. They got the players. But they're not doing it. Number two, who's the best hitter on this team? Who is it? Rowdy Tellez? He has been stepping up, but he should not be the number one hitter. The number one hitter should be Christian Yelich. That's why you pay him. Well, you look at the Cardinals. They got four of the best hitters in the league, and they're all over 40 years old. You got, Adam Wainwright, who's the pitcher, obviously, but you got Molina. You got all those guys. You got Pujols. They're killing up. And number three, Christian Yelich. Who's the hitting coach? He loved Andy Haynes, but who is this hitting coach? He's not. I don't think he's getting the job done. You got the players, like I said, but they're not living up to standards. I'm looking at the box score, and I see their pitcher, he went 5 innings, 94 pitches. You should have got to him. The Brewers only made it 3 times through the order. They should have got to him. But Rowdy Tellez, really picking it up, 2-for-4. The front office. It's either the front office or Craig Counsell. They got the players. They got the talent. They need to start strapping some wins together, really. And I said it last time, and I'm going to say it again. momentum. They killed it. They killed it. And I hate to say it, but I could see them ending the season under 500. I predicted them. Once I know they got all these guys, I predicted them to go over 100 wins. They're at 61, and they got maybe less than 40 games left.
Yeah, they're only eight games over 500 right now. They're 4-8 since that trade. That brutal momentum killer that you're talking about. They're 4-8. If that continues, you're going to be right in your prediction. They will end up under 500.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? They changed the lineup around too much. I think you got to keep it the same. Let the guys get comfortable and start strapping some wins together. Really. And maybe move Yelich down to back to number two. And I liked your point about Lorenzo Cain. He you know, his numbers weren't great, but he came up clutch. He really did. He was such a good guy for the locker room. Such a great guy to have on the team, and you got rid of him. The pitching's been, you know, recently they've been struggling, but they've been getting the job done. You know, four runs against the Dodgers, that's all right. That's all right. You put up a big goose egg. I look at the box score, one run in the first, one run in the fifth, two run in the sixth. I look at the Brewers, all zeros. Brutal.
Just brutal. Andrew, good call, man. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I don't think. Outside of the council thing, I'm gonna start leaning toward agreeing with you on a lot of what you said. We have to consider this, and I don't think too many people outside of me are talking about this. When they brought in the DH, coupled with, now I know they weren't simultaneously, but in the span of 2 years, you took away a lot of tools out of the toolbox, Craig Council. And that is the three batter minimum for your relievers and the DH. Those two things, I think, do play a part in what Craig Council is doing right now. And he's never going to admit it to you. I don't think the organization in any way is, and I believe that this is the right way to go, is going to divulge any weaknesses or some regression for whatever reason. But I think that hurt this baseball team, and I think that hurt Craig Council way more than anybody thinks. He was a magician. He was a wizard when it came to these things. The double switches and the pinch hitting and when to leave a pitcher in, when to take him out, when to go matchups, when to go defensive replacement. All of those things play a part in this DH and three-batter minimum that I think it's just different for him. And it's going to take an adjustment period, and he better figure it out. And I think that's coupled also with the construction of a roster also. That if you don't have all these Jace Petersons and Mike Brassos to play with, well, then you can't do it. Because you can't in the first place anyway as much because of the DH and because of minimums. I'm just saying, it's just something to think about. I firmly believe that is part of what's going on in terms of the managerial chess moves. Let's get Vincent in here. Vincent, what do you say? You're always smiling. You can bring us up.
Hey, man, look. I just look at it this way, man. How many games are you back? Two games in your division. You telling me you can't make this up? You telling me
you can make it up in two games head to head against the Cardinals?
And if the Cardinals lose back to back games or get swept in this series, you're saying you're not back on top? Come on, guys, I get it. I'm pissed off because you lost against the punk Dodgers. I can't stand those guys. You know, and I was pissed off too that you lost Sunday. I was like, come on, Brewers, you can do it. But this is like one of those 440 nights, man. You got to get all 440s, crack them open, and drink them all up, man, because you got to get there.
I'd be in a coma if I drank four of those.
At least, man. Hey, but hey, they come from cats, so you can save it for later. You know what I mean?
I think I could do two. I'm pretty sure I could go with you on two.
No doubt, man. But I get it. The frustration with Christian Yelich. This is his new contract year, right? If he didn't sign an extension, he would have been a free agent this year or something like that. If that's right, I'm not sure. Imagine if you let Christian Yelich go right now, and he's doing old Christian Yelich stuff. What would y'all be saying right now? Damn, yeah. Mark Aronson is a punt. He's cheap. This is what happens when you take a risk on an all-star. I get it, man. Believe me, we did it over here in Anaheim. I know Anaheim got a little bit more money, way more money, but we did it with Josh Hamilton. I mean, we only got to the playoffs.
Well, how about Anthony Rendon?
Oh, man, he's injured and everything, man. But it is what it is. But we got to keep our heads up. I get it. Losing back-to-back like this, especially when it was right there. It was a battle for first place yesterday. Believe me, that's why you were more pissed off yesterday, because you could have capped first place. You would have been on top. And even if you would have lost this game to the Dodgers, because we know they're talented, we'd have been, hey, we're still here. We're still in first place.
So I don't think still in first place. Yeah, with the Cardinals.
Well, yeah, man. It's all good, man. It's frustrating. But tomorrow's another day. We got to keep our heads up, man, because it ain't over. We got how many games left? Exactly.
48.
2 months. You're going to quit on 2 months? Nah, man. Ride till the wheels fall off. We get those bumpy roads. We get those bumpy times. You get that flat tire. That's what you got to spare, baby. Put it on, and we rolling, man. You got to keep your heads up, man. For real.
All right, Vincent. Thanks, dude. We all needed that right there. I do enjoy his conversation.
You can hear the smile through the phone, which is cool.
Big time. I mean, he's from Southern California, listens on the Odyssey app. What did he tell us? He's a security guard?
I believe so, or he works in a warehouse, something like that, third shift.
Yeah, but it's sweet hearing from him. That's pretty cool, man. His name is Vincent. Check him out. He's a social media influencer. No, I just made that up. Notebook Mike, what's going on? Your dream didn't come true today. Yelich did not home run. If you're listening to the afternoon show.
So I'm not worried.
Yeah. You're what?
No one bet me, so I'm not worried.
Okay.
Do you remember the guy from Toronto, after every Bucks loss when they won it, would call in? So everybody's listening. Now, Christian Yelich, I'm going to tell you something that I've noticed for like a whole year. I don't think he can swing hard. I think the knee in the back, remember that back issue's now beginning the season?
True.
Do you remember that? Oh.
I do. I do remember that. Absolutely.
Yeah. If you watch him get out of the dugout and he's on deck, he just stands with the bat in one hand and just stares. I don't think he can swing hard. And I don't know what you do. This is like the Brewers are a Little League team and the Dodgers are Texas A&M college team. And that's what it looks like.
Men versus boys, huh?
Well, real quick, I got one win out of the four. It's either going to be Woodruff or Burns. What do you think?
I hope not. I hope not, Mike. I can appreciate
you're
that.
You're saying 2-4?
Yeah, well, no, I'm gonna say, yeah, 2-2.
Okay.
That means they got to win two of the next three.
I still don't understand why you get rid of Lorenzo Cain.
Me too.
Mike, there was a guy who's my favorite Brewer, Mike Cameron. He was the one that untucked his shirt and started that.
Yep.
But he was a good clubhouse guy, and he could play.
Great guy.
They didn't have to play Lorenzo Cain with the DH, but you got that clubhouse, and he can still play center.
Yep.
I think they're going to look back and go, Lorenzo Cain? And they go, yeah, that was a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Trading hater, double boo-boo. All right, guys.
All right, Notebook Mike. All right, thanks for the call. I think we're making him a social media influencer. We have to take a break.
12:50 a.m. The Fan, where the callers are bigger stars than their personalities.
Yes, they're bigger stars than the Brewers themselves.
Would Notebook Mike be hitting cleanup? 414-677-1250.
I wonder if he would be better than 1-for-17 in the cleanup spot. Doesn't that bother you at times when look at numbers like that?
How about better than 0-for-25? Do you think he can stick the bat out there and make contact?
Yeah, 0 for the biggest series of the year in Christian Yelich, and then he falls. Let's hear from Craig Counsell. Opportunities wasted offensively. I think that's on his mind. We'll do that next. Hear from Craig Counsell, Gene Wagner Plumbing Post Game Show, as always, here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on 1250 AM The Fan.
Brewers fall 4-0 to the Dodgers here in game one of this four-game set, and there'll be better days, somebody once said. Oh, I say that. There'll be better days, and tomorrow's a new one, but let's let Craig Counsell tell you about this one as Freddie Peralta fought himself, really, throughout his outing here, four innings, but just the one run allowed, and, you know, I guess for all intents and purposes, if you're going to have a bad outing, that's, you could have worse than that. But let's hear from manager Craig Counsell.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know we didn't score against Urias. I thought we had pretty good at-bats and did a decent job against him and made him work for it. We just, you know, we had a couple rallies going and couldn't get the next hit. A couple leadoff hitters on, couldn't get anything going. He's a good pitcher for sure. One of the tougher starters in the league. But yeah, in the end, we didn't do enough to create offense.
What about just the number of foul balls on both sides? Like just long kind of grind out at bats. And...
Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of the story against Urias for us. We just we had long at bats. Yelly had a couple of very long at bats with a bunch of foul balls and got himself back into counts, but. We couldn't put one in the gap or over the fence.
With the way the relievers pitched, is it the depth and just the amount of guys that they can bring in late in games that makes it so difficult to scratch across anything late?
Well, they have good pitchers. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to score against them. They have a couple guys they had having really nice years. But those are the guys we're going to have to score against.
Craig, do you think there's still time to turn around some of the numbers against lefties? I know that's we've asked you about this many times, but just can this group change that trajectory?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we still have a bunch of guys who have a big track record of success against left-handed pitching. So, I absolutely believe we can and will.
You like the way Rowdy swung it against a lefty?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's... I think Urias is you know, he's good against both sides. But Rowdy had a couple nice at bats tonight. I mean, Yelly had nice at bats tonight. So our lefties did a nice job.
What do you think of Freddie? That pitch count up.
Yeah, I mean, to Sophia's point, they spoiled a bunch of pitches. He did a good job getting ahead. It wasn't like he was working from behind with that pitch count. He was ahead in the count, and I thought did a nice job. It's important you do that. They spoiled enough pitches to just make the at-bats long, and he still made pitches and got outs and did a nice job. But it definitely built his pitch count up.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Postgame Show. What play got you the most excited from today's game? Did it get you up off the couch? It's time for the Call of the Game, presented by the 5 O'Clock Steakhouse. 5 O'Clock Steakhouse, Wisconsin's number one steakhouse by the Food Network, now featuring home grill kits to go. Visit them at 5oclocksteakhouse.com.
You know, there are times when you look at what a baseball manager has to do on a regular basis. I'm not, you know, crying the blues for Craig Counsell because he has to face the media twice a day. But he does have to face the media twice a day and answer and justify and, you know, kind of just answer just bullets being shot at him every day, twice a day. That's,
it's a thankless job because you don't get the praise when things go right, but you get all of the attention when things go wrong.
Yeah, and, you know, I do my best to try and give him credit with good moves and some moves that just fly under the radar. And we're always, you know, every manager goes through that, but, you know, it's always that one bullpen move or, you know, in this case, a lineup where Brasso has won for his last 17. And you heard him refer to a big enough track record. And my question, I guess, is, I wonder about this a lot, about, well, how much of a track record do you go on? Is there a cutoff point at some point in there? Do you go back a year? Do you go back a few months? Do you go back a career? Do you throw in some minor on a younger player? Do you throw in some minor league metrics? And, you know, I wonder about that. And it's all gray, right? It's all relative to what the team wants it to be at times. Because, again, would you bat Mike Brasso in the cleanup spot? I wouldn't bat him in the cleanup spot, and I wouldn't have to look at any numbers. I mean, that's where I'm at.
The good news is it's not as bad as starting Ryan Healy in the cleanup spot in the playoff game.
That too. Yeah. I mean,
I have Brasso's career splits up. He's hitting 80 points better against lefties than righties. The OPS is 220 points higher. So there is something to it. But this year, we looked at the numbers. They're kind of pedestrian.
With guys like Hunter Renfroe, Andrew McCutchen, Rowdy Tellez, Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, ain't no way I'm batting Mike Brasso in my cleanup spot. I don't care what the numbers say.
Hunter Renfroe, too. If he was a struggling Hunter Renfroe, right. Sure. But no, he's surging right now.
Would I bat him fifth, sixth, eighth, seventh? Maybe tuck him in there against the lefty at two? Maybe. No chance would he end up in my cleanup spot. Then you would look at the numbers and say, oh, that's why. 1-17. So at what point do you say track record? Is it just this season? I mean, I don't know where you go with some of these numbers. They're justified in some terms. They are justified. Because as you just said, Evan, he's 80 plus points against left-handers. That looks good on paper. It does. But what doesn't look good on paper is Rowdy Tellez and Hunter Renfroe batting behind Mike Brasso. That, to me, doesn't look good.
Why did my JV coach have better strategy than Craig Counsell? I hit cleanup my first game of freshman year for JV. went 0-3 with an RBI grounder. Didn't hit cleanup again until my junior year.
And that was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, those analytics, 0 for 3, man, you didn't even have a batting average. You did have an RBI, though. I'd give you that.
Yeah, I think I only had one strikeout, too, so a 33% strikeout rate. Didn't hit cleanup again until my junior year.
And you were a stolen base threat, too.
Oh, you know me, speed demon.
Yeah,
I once got picked off at second base. That was one of the worst times of my life.
They called you the cheetah, right? Yeah.
Something like that.
Call of the game with 5 o'clock Steakhouse. 5 o'clock Steakhouse has that home grill kit I've been talking to you guys about. I've tried it, and I'm destined for one probably in another. Actually, after this stretch here, they're on a stretch of, 13, 14 days without an off day. I'll get to that off day, and I think I'll hit up 5 o'clock Steakhouse for one of the home grill kits, or dine in at 5oclocksteakhouse.com to make your reservations. And the call of the game, tough to find one when you get shut out, isn't it? We typically like to have an offensive highlight here and just insert a highlight here. I think the call, we'll just add an S to that, calls of the game, you guys, tonight. It's pretty impressive, the participation that we have with the show, that's for sure. Let's take a break here. We'll check out the matchups, and we'll give you a bit of good news. There is some good news, and we'll have that on the other side here. Gene Wagner, Plumbing Post Game Show. Brewers fall in game one of this four-game set to the Dodgers, 4-0. We'll be back here on The Fan.
It's the Gene Wagner Plumbing Baseball Post Game Show. Time to turn the page and take a look at the crew's next game.
I told you there is some good news here during a Brewers 4-0 loss, game one of this Dodgers series, big Dodgers series. One would be Jason Alexander. And in three innings pitched, I mean, think about what that did to the bullpen. It put it back on track on a short start. So I will say that that is good news. If you get into a tight ball game tomorrow, you can go to your guys in the pen, the Box and Williams and to a degree, certainly Matt Bush, but to a degree, Rogers as well. I'm looking forward to Taylor Rogers' next appearance here. And it might be in tomorrow's ball game, so buckle in for that. But that's good news. The other good news is Woody's on the mound as we check the matchups for game two. 7-10 first pitch once again. After the last pitch, you make the switch. Right here, Gene Wagner, Plumbing Post Game Show. As always, 17 years and counting. Hopefully there'll be an 18, but we'll see. And Brandon Woodruff, the other piece of good news, he's on a roll. And check these numbers out since coming off the IL.
So, yeah, in 7 starts, he is 4-0, 48 innings, a 2.44 ERA, 56 strikeouts in those 48 innings. I would say that's kind of rebounding considering how horrible he was the first couple months.
It's outstanding. And it's too bad that the stars lined up where Freddie was starting game one and you didn't have Woody or Burns on the hill for game one. And it's just the way that the schedule, you know, dropped, if you will. Because Freddie, I just think he gets a little jazzed up when it comes to bigger games, and that may
he
have
showed
been part
the emotion after that fourth inning tonight. That was maybe the most animated I've ever seen him.
Yeah, well, he's been jazzed a little bit like that, but he was pumped. There's no doubt. The game was 1-0 at the time, and that's what you want. It had to me, you know, in that moment when he finished up the fourth inning, in that moment it seemed like a playoff type game. It felt like a playoff-type game at that point. But you knew he was going to have a short start, and you're thinking, well, is it going to be Brent Suter? Is it going to be Jason Alexander? Is the long guy? Uh-uh. Peter Strzelecki, your boy, got in the game. No? He actually didn't do horrible.
Yeah, it was Hobie Milner, of all people.
Yeah.
Who might be better than Taylor Rogers.
And Hobie's had a really good year throughout the year here. He really has. So, all right, so Woody on the mound for the crew. How about the Dodgers?
Yeah, the Dodgers, they send out right-hander Ryan Pepiot. I've never seen this name before. P-E-P-I-O-T. He's a 24-year-old right-hander, 1-0 with a 3.92 ERA. Woody for the season, 9-3, a 3.52 ERA.
Yeah, that ERA just continues to plummet for Brandon Woodruff, and hopefully that'll continue tomorrow. And be on the lookout. Again, first inning. I just think that, you know, you get a clean inning, 10, 11, 12 pitches, keep your pitch count in check, and you could use a long start and give that offense some time to you know, do some sort of damage. I mean, you got to put some runs on the board to win a ball game. They did not do that tonight. 4-0 the final. With the loss, 61-53, two games back in the Central, 48 to play here in the 22 championship season. Appreciate all the interaction. And we'll do it again tomorrow, and let's talk some Brewers baseball. As always, Gene Wagner, Plumbing Post Game Show for Evan Heffelfinger. My name is Tim Allen. Enjoy the rest of your night, and remember, despite the outcome, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.